Hey, babe. Yeah, I'm still studying. You know, having an exam in a week, you know, I gotta get this shit done. I've been falling behind on the readings, so I gotta catch up. Yeah, it's a bit stressful, but I can do it. I haven't taken a break yet, but I will. I have about, like, 5 or 6 chapters to read, so I think I'm going to read 3 more, and then I will take a break. I'm not sure how long that will take, though, but yeah. I'll take a break soon, okay? Once I finish 3 chapters, then I will take a break. What am I reading? I'm reading about screen culture, so TV, television stuff. It's super fun. Well, you know, like how radio was a thing back in maybe the 20s and 30s, and then after World War II, TV was introduced, and it was technically like the, it was radio with a picture, or so it says in my book. So, yeah, TV was a big thing, and it kind of changed the whole Hollywood perspective, because, you know, now you don't have to go out to watch a movie and pay money to go see one. You can just stay home. And at the time, in the 50s, it was inexpensive to get a TV. Like, I think to get, you know, cable and stuff like that was free because the advertisers paid for it all. You just had to put up with their bullshit and, you know, watch the advertisements. But, you know, TV, free, why not? You think it sounds interesting? Really? You want me to read it to you? Okay, well, I mean, I guess I can read it out loud. Reading out loud helps sometimes. So, we'll do that. I don't know where you want to sit. There's only one chair. Okay, I can sit on your lap. Okay, just... I'm sorry that I'm not wearing any pants, okay? I like to be comfortable whilst I'm studying, and not wearing pants is a thing that I do. Okay. Your lap is very warm, so thank you for that. Okay. Chapter 31. Television Begins by William Boddy. The first decade of commercial television in the United States set in place the major economic actors, program forms, and regulatory structures of the vast American TV industry of the next 30 years. Moreover, the flood of exported American TV shows that began in the 1950s provided models of program styles and popular tastes for producers around around the world. What are you doing? What do you mean? You're feeling up my legs. It's slightly distracting, yes. Fine, I'll keep on reading. The early regulatory decisions that established U.S. standards for such matters as broadcast spectrum allocation, image quality, and color versus monochrome service substantially govern American television today. The impact of those God, I can't even read. The impact of these decisions on the why are you feeling my boobs? Oh, I don't. Ow, my nipples. Ow. No. We are supposed to be studying together, and you know, you're just supposed to be listening, basically. Just sit there and be a good boy and listen to your teacher. She is teaching you things. Okay. Where was I? The impact of these decisions on the competing private interests inside and outside the broadcast industry was to create a small group of extremely profitable station and network operators who quickly became powerful figures on the political and regulatory scene. What are you doing? That is an inappropriate spot. I'm sorry that I'm wiggling in your lap, but you're making me do it. Stop rubbing me there. I need to read. You want to challenge me? Oh, goodness. What is this? Oh, okay. I'm getting up. Why are you getting under the desk? No, you know I'm not going to be able to concentrate. I know you like teasing me, but I need to study. Fine. I'm going to keep on reading. Okay, then. Oh, God, the kissing. Where was I? Political figures. Or powerful. Both federal regulators and industry interests were well aware from the 1930s. I'll just take off my panties, please. I know it hasn't been that long, but fine. Both federal regulators and industry interests were well aware from the 1930s that approval for commercial television operation under a given set of standards. Oh, thank God you're taking this off finally. God, you took long enough. Oh, you're such a tease. Oh, you have to hover over it. Just like it, please. Please. Okay, I'll keep on reading. Something about 1930s. That. I don't know. You keep on teasing me. Oh yeah. Yeah, keep on. Oh my God, thank God. No, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to tease me like that. God, okay, I'll keep on reading. If that makes you lick me more than. Okay. Think. From the 1930s, that approval for commercial television operation under a given set of standards might influence investment in a way that would preclude a later shift to technical flick your tongue on my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus, you look so good down there. Keep on reading, sorry. Another. Oh, Jesus. Another legacy of these early regulatory decisions is the fact that. That U.S. television operates under an inferior standard of image. Oh, yes, put your finger in. Can I grab your hair? So I can. Yes, please, can I? Yeah, I want to grab your hair so you can shove your tongue deep into my pussy, please. Please. Oh, yeah, let me just. Oh, yeah. Oh, your tongue feels so good. Oh, fuck this. I don't want to read anymore. Oh, I don't. Sorry, I can't help grabbing it tight. No more licking. No more licking. Come from under there. I'm gonna turn my chair around. So, you can fuck me on the chair. Sort my legs. Yeah, please fuck me. Oh, please. Please. Oh, fuck. Fucking reading, okay? You distracted me. This is all your fault, and you need to take care of it now. Take care of it like a good boy. You gotta do your homework now. Gotta take off those pants. I really need it right now. Do you see how wet I am for you? You made me this way. I need to feel you inside me. Yes, I need it. Yes, I need it. Please, please put yourself inside me. I need it. I fucking need it. Come on. You brought me into this mess. Now you need to clean it up. Oh, yeah. Oh my God, it feels so good. Yeah, rub my clit too, please. So please. Fuck me harder, yeah. Fuck. Oh my God. No, round two. I need to get back to studying. Or maybe you should read. You know what? You should read my notes for me. You know, tutor me. Give me a lecture while I go down on you. I'll go under the table and suck on your cock. How about that? And you can tutor me. It's my turn now to tease you.